Live, 855 450 free. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind in this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
That's right. Stephanie and Brian are off at the Toronto Bitcoin Conference, I believe it's called. I'm not 100% sure.
Seems to be a new Bitcoin conference every weekend.
It does. And I think this is great because what it means is that people are going to, who regionally wouldn't travel to, say, Miami or New York or Toronto or wherever the, you know, the farthest place is for you, Austin, that they can go to something closer. So I think that's awesome. It's wonderful. We'll bring more people into the mix. Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free. That spells free out there in the last word. So it is a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. That means, well, the other talk show hosts are at home with their families. Our families are lonely because we're here with you. So call in, talk about whatever you want.
Only one of us has a family, Mark.
Well, I think mine's kind of happy to get rid of me every once in a while, too. So we have a story here that apparently the regulations are protecting us once again from low gas prices.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it is, but it's one of these things to where you have to go to multiple sources to get the full story and then piece it together. There's an automobile that Volkswagen has made.
You could be pretentious and say Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. The people's car.
Yes.
That's what it translates to.
It does seem-
Volkswagen has created a concept car called the Volkswagen XL1.
Okay.
There's only going to be 200 of these made.
All right.
And the cost works out to roughly $185,000.
$185,000.
Yes.
All right. Not exactly something that everybody can afford.
300 miles per gallon.
Nice.
Now, there's a theory going around that the reason this car will not be sold in the United States,
where a lot of people have $185,000 to spend on a car,
is because the oil industry is somehow paying politicians to prevent Volkswagen from being able to bring the automobile here.
Sounds dubious. I mean, you know, the idea that the oil industry is going to be very concerned about how many did you say they're going to make?
200.
$185,000 cars.
Yes.
Doesn't seem that I'm not saying that they're not seeing the wave coming in the future, and certainly that's what this would be about, but yeah, go ahead.
So I've pieced the following together from two different articles.
Okay.
Because each one has part of the story.
All right.
So it begins, you won't find the 300-mile-per-gallon Volkswagen XL1 in an American showroom because many speculators believe oil profits are too high in America with the status quo in place, which means the powers that be are preventing such a design to hit the American highways. For lightweight...
Now, this is one of those things that I've heard since I was a kid. I remember my uncle, when we went up to Richmond, Indiana, and this must have been in the late 70s, telling me about a car battery that had been bought up by the car manufacturers because this battery would recharge itself overnight. That they had somehow, beyond my understanding of chemistry, created a battery that doesn't need recharging and that, in fact, will recharge itself overnight. And I've heard a variety of these.
I've heard about carburetors.
The 100-mile-per-gallon carburetor. We've actually had a mechanic call into this show and say that he saw one of those 100-mile-an-hour mile-per-gallon carburetors. Now, the thing is, you know, what do you do when there's no facts? There's just hearsay.
Right.
I mean, I don't think my uncle was telling a lie, but I think I kind of feel like, you know, there's this this thing where something happened to someone else and they told the story to you so well.
Yes.
That you really feel like you were there, and that is obviously a true thing you're saying. So you'll tell the story as though it occurred to you, as instead of the
yes.
person. I've done this.
Now, one thing
it's
that
what we call a lie.
Well, one thing that I know for a fact is there are EPA regulations and other regulations on the fuel to air ratio, saying that, you know, it cannot be more than like 14 to 1.
Okay, so
and
potentially, if a for whatever reason one of these 100 mile per gallon carburetors had a different fuel to air ratio than what the
if it had
allowed,
a greater fuel to air ratio, then it would not be allowed under current statute.
Okay.
And current regulations.
Yep. You know, and I don't know, but there's this underlying meme that somehow big government and big companies collude to keep the best stuff from us.
Yes.
That I believe. Now, what the specifics are, I don't know. Are these stories allegorical about the recharging battery and the 100 mile per gallon carburetor? I can't answer. But I can say that I absolutely believe that big government and big business are constantly colluding to enrich themselves at our expense.
Now, Mark, I'm going to give you a figure that is just going to knock your socks off.
Whatever figure I get, I hope it's like about 15 pounds less, because I really need to lose that.
The empty vehicle weight is 629 pounds.
Holy macaroni. Hold on.
To obtain the light weight.
This is a go-kart.
The car uses
$185,000 go-kart.
The car uses an unpainted carbon fiber skin.
All right.
Over a magnesium alloy subframe.
All right.
Individual components have been designed to be low weight,
okay.
including the engine, transmission, suspension, carbon fiber wheels, aluminum brakes, titanium hubs, ceramic bearings, and so on.
I want to see this car so badly. Now, there's not too many cars that I would go to a car show to see, but I want to see this little number by Volkswagen, this $185,000 car that weighs 630 pounds.
629.
Right, okay. If you put something in the cup holder, it goes to 130. 630. I mean, you and I, Daryl, if we, you know, neither of us could parallel park, could pick this thing up by its bumpers and move it into the parking space.
Yes. So the XL1 is powered by a turbo diesel two-cylinder combined with an electric motor and
wow.
a seven-speed dual-clutch automatic, which is mounted behind the passenger compartment. The vehicle will not be released in the United States. Over the past few days, there's been talk on several websites and blogs about the car not getting a U.S. release, but the actual reason is relatively pedestrian. Autoblog said last year about this vehicle that some may be brought to the U.S. for testing, though how Volkswagen gets around the fact that the car has not been safety tested for American roads remains to be seen. So that is why the 300-mile-per-gallon Volkswagen XL1 that cost $185,000 will not be available in the U.S. It's not safety tested for American roads. And I've seen figures saying that in order for this vehicle to wind up getting compliant with American safety test, they would need to add at least 1,000 pounds to the total weight.
Yeah, and this is how the government helps you every day, right? Like, they've got these regulations in place, and they're just to keep you safe. But in fact, what they do is they keep you from having the 200 mile per gallon?
300. Actually, 313 is the number that I've seen from one source.
The 300 mile plus per gallon car. And that's why the government has no business handing down safety regulations, or really any regulations. How are you going to fix this? Have you heard these kind of stories before? 855-450-FREE. There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
I want to tell you about LeaderAmp. LeaderAmp is a program designed by Dr. Matt Barney. And what the program is him putting together his 20 years of knowledge using the latest science around how to create successful leaders and people that want to use the latest technology in develop personal development and the ability to sort of to convince other people with their words. I think this is extraordinarily valuable, not just for people who speak for a living or salespeople, but people inside offices that work inside management, things like that. These are incredibly valuable skills, and LeaderAmp does something entirely different that you haven't experienced before, and that is that they evaluate you personally, where are your strengths and weaknesses, as opposed to buying a book that's just written for everybody and may or may not have, tested systems. So LeaderAmp, I signed up for it happily. I can't wait to get evaluated and be ranked against historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs and be able to participate in the community with other people who have been evaluated. And, once you're evaluated, then you can see where you need to work. And they've got tools to help you develop in that area, too. It's LeaderAmp.FreeTalkLive.com to sign up. That's their Indiegogo campaign. The app is currently in development, but when you sign up, you're going to get it. I'm confident. I don't see why you wouldn't. Leader, as a matter of fact, you won't be charged unless you do. LeaderAmp.FreeTalkLive.com. So there you go. Daryl, we're talking about this car that gets, is it created yet?
It has been created.
Prototyped?
I don't know if you could call it prototyped. Volkswagen is calling it a concept car.
Okay.
Meaning that they have a couple already made that they've been taking around to car shows, but it will not be coming to the U.S. because of the safety testing. And one report says that it gets 313 miles per gallon.
Yeah, and that's a lot of miles per gallon. And the it appears as though we in the American public are being protected from this car. We're being protected because, it's so light, it isn't going to pass all the crash tests, right?
Right.
Now, I think that the people that are likely to spend $185,000 on this vehicle, they can get 300 miles to the gallon plus. The reason that they're willing to do that, likely they don't care that much about the crash testing if they're willing to do that. I mean, that's like
right.
Dedicated. Also, I know there's another car. There was this car that could do like 40 miles an hour across the water. It's like its wheels would go up and its little boat's underside would...
I've seen those.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like some kind of aqua car thing. But amphicar, I believe, something like that. It's an amphibious car. But because it... when you're doing 40 miles an hour, you're crashing into these waves, right? Well, when you crash into things in a car, what pops out?
Airbag.
Right. So because they can't make the airbag technology work with the car, they can't have it on. They can't sell one new on the road. Now they can sell them in Mexico, and I guess you could get one used here in the United States potentially. Because this is a recreational vehicle. people aren't commuting to work in these things. It might be it'd be a weird commute, right? Like a person who lives in a houseboat or some kind of island that doesn't have a bridge, wanting to transfer and then drive across. I don't know. For that person, it would be really great to have that vehicle. But these are the innovations that we're protected against because of this one-size-fits-all system of regulation that they have for the car manufacturers. And I imagine that the people have clamored for this. We have to have this protection. What will we do without this protection?
Well, in Europe for years, Volkswagen has been putting out turbo diesels that get 50, 60, and 70 miles per gallon, but because of the fuel-to-air ratio and the worries about dirty diesel and not being able to pass the emissions testing, Volkswagen has been scared to sell those vehicles in the U.S.
There's some year, like 2004, 2005, of the TDI Jetta wagons that we got some numbers that were close to what you're talking about. But you're right. Now the newer ones don't get quite as good a fuel mileage, as the older ones did. And it's because of the clean diesel technology, I guess, in some way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not an expert on that. I do have a friend who's an expert, and if we wanted to do a whole show on that, I'm sure he could inform us. But, you know, that's the long and the short of it. And this is, you know, this is the concern I have, is that these regulations are made by somebody who just doesn't give a flip about what you want in your life. I want a car that weighs 600 pounds so that I can, and gets 300 miles to the gallon. I want that. I don't want to pay $185,000 for it. But what one thing that I'm aware of and I'm certain of is that technologies, as they become more ubiquitous, become cheaper.
Yes.
When plasma TVs came out, and I don't remember what year it was, but it was like in the early aughts, when these things came out, they were very expensive. But people, rich people who were like, we shall hang a wafer-thin TV upon our wall. These people were willing to pay that kind of $5,000 or whatever they were paying for this TV thing. The rest of us are using old cathode ray tube technology and those projector things where they shoot three different colors on there. I had a 1995 TV that's like it's bigger than a chest of drawers. This thing was gigantic.
One of the projector TVs?
Yeah, the internal projector. And I had that TV for years, and it was just fine. Now,
I remember when I was in high school, one of my buddies had one of those, and we used to go over to his house so that we could play Mario Brothers on this, because then Mario would wind up just being huge up on the screen.
Right, and that's what's so awesome about it. It's big.
It's like, oh, well, Mario's like as big as we are.
And some of them, they even have projector ones now that are pretty awesome, that you can use your IO or your, you know, whatever these online TV technologies you've got, Netflix or whatever, and then project it out onto just a blank wall
And
have reasonably good television. I don't think everybody really needs one of these plasma TVs, but we've got one in our house, and it's convenient to not have something giant in the middle of the floor like it used to be.
Right.
So, but it's wealthy people that brought the price down. People saw, you know, manufacturers saw that there was a demand for it, so they continue to manufacture. Then the competition goes into play. Well, I can sell it for $100 cheaper than you. Well, I can sell it for $100. Now they're competing on who can sell it for $10 cheaper.
Right.
Because, you know, it's $400 or $500 for a 50-inch flat-screen TV, and that's a big difference than the $4,000 or $5,000 that it used to be. And you can thank wealthy people for having done that. And that's what's going to happen with this car after the concept car turns into something real, more real. Well, wealthy people are going to buy them. We're going to have better technology. So 855-450-FREE if you want to comment on this. Or tell us about a technology that you've heard of that's been kept out by the government. 855-450-3733.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. These phone lines brought to you by ProXPN. What is ProXPN? It's an excellent question. ProXPN is a virtual private network. And this allows, basically, it's a tunnel, an encrypted tunnel from your computer to whatever website you're going to visit. And that's important because, well, you never know how your web visits are going to be interpreted or misinterpreted by the federal government. There have been instances where people were doing research as reporters, just looking at stuff on the internet, being curious. That's what reporters do. And, well, the feds came to their door and started tossing stuff. That's kind of concerning. Well, your ISP, your internet service provider, is going to provide them with whatever information they want on you. And if they're looking for a pattern, they're going to provide them with whatever pattern information that they want from you. If they're looking for you for downloading torrents, they're going to provide that information on you. Also, if you happen to be at a university or a business or whatever that blocks certain websites and you want to get to those websites, well, you can use a VPN to get there, virtual private network like ProXPN.com. If you're in a country where they block this, then that's helpful. If you're out at an airport or a coffee shop using the internet, you better darn sure be using a VPN, because if you're not, you're going to get your little packets sniffed. And when they sniff your packets, they're going to take your bank account information and all kinds of stuff from you. You really don't want that. ProXPN can solve your problems for a mere $5 a month. Now, as little as $5. Actually, it's less than that if you use Bitcoin. So they've got their premium service. And if you go to proxpn.com/FTL, you use promo code FTL20. You'll get 20% off right from the get-go. Now, if you'll get an additional discount if you pay annually. Now, you still use that FTL20 code, pay annually, and if you pay in Bitcoin, you'll get another 30% off. So I don't know what 70% of $5 is, but it's something like $3.60 or something like that. So $3.50, I don't know. thereabouts. So you can do this for as little as $3.50 a month. If you use Bitcoin, you pay annually and use the FTL20 code at proxpn.com/FTL. It is totally worth it. I use it, and I find it to be a fantastic service. So we were talking about in the last segment how the federal government hasn't exactly banned a 313-mile-an-hour Volkswagen concept car, but the rules prevent that car from ever being sold here in the United States.
As currently manufactured.
As currently manufactured and as currently written. They could rewrite the rules anytime they want. They just won't.
Right.
Because the people that pay these people don't want newer, lower gas technology. You want newer, lower gas technology, but what do the oil companies, who have lots of money for lobbyists, what do they want? Well, I don't know what they want, but they don't want the same thing as you. And this is what's wrong with the government. It's the government of the lawyers, you know, by the lobbyists, for the corporations. It's a mess up there, and it has nothing to do with you. And it's not going to get any better. Washington is too powerful, too much of a sweet plum for those that would pillage your net worth.
Well,
it is.
Well, one other thing, it's not just the lobbyists for the oil industries that want to make sure that they keep protecting their profits. The politicians want to make sure that they keep bringing in the same amount of fuel tax because, you know, you hear a lot about, well, BP had record profits last year. But you never hear that governments brought in more money on fuel taxes last year than ever before. Because they keep increasing the fuel taxes all the time.
You know, this thing about building roads, the government's job, what else is the government who would build the roads? You know, I don't know, but who would maintain the roads? Because it's a big darn mess, the government and its maintenance policies for the roads. If I had a stretch of road, I'll bet you, as an advertising executive, I will bet you that I could have that road, the best road in the country, maintained free to anybody who wants to use it. Because I would make that road just an entire rolling billboard. The safety things along the side would be sponsored by Walmart. The road itself, there'd be fast foods, companies. You'd buy an eighth of a mile at a go. You know, this eighth of a mile brought to you by Kentucky Fried Chicken. This one brought to you by Pizza Hut. Am I mentioning the same company over and over again? This one brought to you by Pepsi. This one brought to you by Taco Bell.
That's all part of the Yum Corporation. You've got to deal with the Yum Corporation.
Fine, but I'm sure that I could have the best road in the country from a technological standpoint that didn't have to be paid for anybody because it was full of sponsors from people that want to provide you goods and services. Would it be ugly? By some people's estimation, it would. But I'll bet you those people would feel a lot better when they didn't have to pay a gas tax to be on it. See, this gas tax is just a way that people who, they want to control the way you live.
Yeah.
This is how they do it. And the government wants that gas tax. You're absolutely right. They're trying to figure out ways. I have a plug-in hybrid. The first 13 miles that I drive, I don't have to pay gas tax on, and I try not to use gas as much as I can. So
I'm doing the math here, and it seems as though your trip to and from the studio, you're not using gas.
If I plugged in here at the studio, it would be from, consider that if you want to run the air conditioning or heater, you're going to pretty much have to turn the engine on. I get very good gas mileage. At no point am I getting less than 50 miles to the gallon with this vehicle. And the reason I got it is just I don't like the idea of using the oil that comes from foreign countries because I know, you know, they do all kinds of dirty deeds to get this stuff. And I don't want to participate. That's all. And by the way, it's really my first new car ever, and it's really an awesome way to drive with that little smart key thing. I you know, it's just awesome. If you haven't experienced a smart key, consider what it might be like. You know, just check it out. So nonetheless, I think that politicians really do want to stop this whole, you know, people using less fuel thing, and they don't know what to do about
it. And they claim, whenever there's a debate on, we need to increase the fuel toll, and here in New Hampshire they call it a fuel toll, not a fuel tax, because, quote, unquote, people in New Hampshire don't like taxes. That was a direct quote from a state representative in support of increasing the fuel tax.
Yes.
He's like, we have to call it a toll because people in New Hampshire don't like taxes. And if we tell them that we're raising the fuel tax, they'll vote again. They'll vote all of us out.
Well,
but they keep saying that it's a user fee. It is not a user fee.
No, it's not.
It would be a user fee if everybody's automobile got the same fuel mileage.
That's not true. I mean, big trucks, you get lower mileage, and so therefore, and they're more wear and tear on the road. But the fact is when you use you fuel up your snowmobile, your lawnmower, your whatever your farm equipment is, you're paying this tax. Now, in some places, they have this tax-free fuel.
You can get what they call the off-road diesel,
but I don't know
that doesn't have the dye in it. And then if they do some kind of test,
yeah,
and they see that what you have in your road vehicle doesn't have the dye, then you wind up getting busted for some kind of give us our dib.
Yeah, they have that, but I don't know where to. I've heard of this stuff. I don't know where to buy it. I have a farm. Why can't I buy this stuff? My tractors, I think, run on gasoline anyway. I mean, we're not talking about any big farm here or anything. But yeah, it's not. That's just for the big time guys. I'm paying a road tax every time I mow my lawn.
Right.
So that's it's a really messed up system, but they don't want to do anything that is beneficial to you by putting up sponsorships or something like that. Wouldn't it be nice to drive on a road for free? I mean,
yeah.
You could do it. 855 450 free. Prove me wrong. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind with me, Mark.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. You know, we've been talking about, the government and it helping us with regulation when, in fact, point of fact, these regulations harm us over and over again. And, you know, that's... strangely, an overarching theme here on Free Talk Live. We've been doing this show for 12 years now, going on 12 years, and we make available to you the vast majority of those archives. I think there's some of them that are not yet available, but you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and get those archives completely free. Well, I suppose it costs you the energy through your computer to get them, but we don't charge you for them. That's archives.freetalklive.com. You can get the last 7 days always on the front page of Free Talk Live, and I think like every page of Free Talk Live. But, we try to make it easy for you to listen to the show. Not like those other shows where we charge you for everything. Free Talk Live's model is that we give it away, and then if you like it, if you support what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is to, it's an effort. We take a strong stand for human freedom. If you appreciate that, then you can help us by going to the AMP page at amp.freetalklive.com and, well, giving as little as a nickel an hour of the show. That's what a $5 AMP costs you in a month, and it's not much. But it helps us a great deal. We use that money to get Google AdWords. And we're actually having your funds are doubled right now for a limited time. So it's now's the time to go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out. Amp.freetalklive.com. So I've got this poll that is this disturbing, weird poll. It's the latest reason, I don't know how this is spelled, Roop or Rupe. Poll finds that Americans think their government wastes 50 cents of every dollar they hand over in taxes.
That sounds rather low, but again, we're asking average people here, so I could see how that would wind up being the average thought.
And what's interesting about this, I agree that the government wastes money. I mean, that's pretty obvious. It's like the definition of the government. But it's the counter question here that really is kind of odd. So, in fact, middle of half Americans think government wastes anywhere from 30 cents to 80 cents of every tax dollar. So, yes, 50% is halfway between 30 and 80, isn't it? No, it seems like 55 is. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, 50% is right there. This suggests Americans believe that the federal government should be able to make do with just half the money it collects in a year. Wouldn't that be awesome? Your taxes cut in half. With perceived waste this high, however, it's really surprising that only 17%. Now consider that the middle quintile of Americans think that the government wastes anywhere from 30 cents to 80 cents of every tax dollar. Now that means that the lower quintiles think that it's less of a waste, and the two
a quintile being a group of 20%.
That's correct. The highest quintiles, the two highest quintiles, think that they waste more than 30 to 80%, whatever that might be. And that's a pretty big number. So basically, Americans believe that their government wastes 50 to 55% of the money that they give them. However, only 17% of Americans think that their income taxes did more to improve society than had they given their money to charity or invested in private businesses. Hold on just a second. I think I've read this wrong. So I was thinking that it's 17% of Americans think that they would not have that basically charities and private businesses would have.
No. This is saying that 17%.
I see.
Believe that the government is doing a better job than charities and private businesses.
The really fun
thing would wind up being pretty much that bottom quintile of no, government doesn't waste anything.
Yeah. That yes, those people that probably get a great deal of government money would be my guess. Or they're just tried and true socialists. One of the two.
People that get government money, you're including government employees.
Yeah.
That way people don't think that you're just picking on welfare recipients.
Or, there's a variety of people out there. Some people don't believe that, for instance, if we got rid of Social Security, that you could save for your retirement. Or, you know, that somehow because of Social Security, I'm responsible for paying you for your retirement. So, I mean, you know, there's this whole variety of things. I've opted out of Social Security. I'm not paying any longer. Don't want it. Not interested in it. But I did misread this two times, by the way. I read this article two times before getting on the air. So it's less surprising that only 17% of Americans think their income taxes did more to improve society than had they given that money to charity or invested in private businesses. So my question here is do you think, are you one of the 17% that think that your money is better spent with the government than it is with charity and private businesses? Do you think that the government is better at spending your money than you are? Because I want to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Not to ridicule you, not to make fun of you. I want to have a real conversation with you about why. Because this is so far from my world and so far from my understanding of things that I need to be enlightened. I really do not get it. Because to me, we could do away with this force mechanism called the income tax, and things would be just fine for us. Yep, there might be some downsizing for federal government programs. Maybe the military would be a bit, downsized. I know they get a great deal of federal money.
I've seen figures that indicate that nearly $1 trillion goes either directly or indirectly to the military.
Now,
that includes the VA and a lot of the contracts related to buying weaponry and bullets and training of members of the military. But it also includes the two somewhat declared military actions, all of the undeclared military actions, and the keeping of upwards of 900 bases and 150 some odd nations around the world.
Now, I think that the federal government, if it makes a commitment to a veteran, that it is obligated to fulfill on that commitment. Now, sadly, they're not, and they'll do whatever the hell they want, and you will do whatever you'll just suck it up because that's what it's all about. That's what veterans have been doing all along, and it's amazing to me that people continue to sign up for this stuff, but they do. And But what my concern is that many times people think that liberty is going to be sacrificed for lower pay. And I disagree with this entirely. If you listen to the terrorists and what they say, if you just read what they say, rather than just jumping to your own conclusions, it's their concerns are two. The federal government's support of Israel. Now, I have been to Israel. I like Israel. But I don't think that the federal government should support Israel any more than supports any other country. The fact is the federal government's money to Israel is really just – Israel can defend itself. It doesn't need the money, and it doesn't need the U.S. federal government telling it what to do. It doesn't need it. And the other thing that they don't
like – It doesn't need it, but they sure do like it.
Yeah, well, I like free money too. The other thing is that – it's really offensive to many of these people that, people that probably have, ethnic biases. They don't want U.S., or certainly cultural biases. They don't want Christian U.S. people there with guns defending their, despots, dictators, sheiks, and kings from overthrow. Now, I'm not the one to say. I think it's really amusing that a country that overthrew its king 230 years ago or whatever it was thinks that it's a good idea to keep in place kings in Saudi Arabia. I mean, the hubris of this thought process is just stunning to me. I cannot understand it for a moment, but they continue to do it. So anyway, I'm going to go into the article here. Gallup first began asking this question in the late 70s and early 80s, finding that Americans generally thought the government wasted about 40 cents of every tax dollar. This number has steadily increased, rising to 46 cents in 2002. Then in September 2011, Gallup reported that it was 50%. It exceeded the 50% threshold, and now in 2012, it's hit a record of 60 cents in every dollar in September 2013. And since last fall, concerns of government waste have fallen back to 50 cents in the dollar. So as recently as 20... Why has the music stopped? Oh, anyway, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, you can comment on this. That's 855-450-3733.
YaoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. YaoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, YaoBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-443-7087. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call 1-800-443-7087.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.